Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about my father is awesome. Well, let's go. Yes, I'm not talking about my father personally. No, my father is a piece of shit and he did nothing good. Oh no, the only reason I got his name because he needed a green card and he did that so he could get one, so yeah. No, my father's a cocksucker scumbag. Well anyway, this video is not about my father, this is about a guy that actually is a good, awesome father. Yeah, let me bring it up.
Oh yeah, I was gonna put this video out too with that other one that I made, that little short clip. Yeah, I just got banned from YouTube because YouTube are fucking lame. And Rumble the same way too. Not as bad, but yeah. But oh well, it doesn't matter. That's whatever, fuck YouTube. Anyways.
Yes, this video goes dedicated to all the fathers that actually want to be fathers. Not the pieces of shit, of course, but to the actually decent men that are out there. Well, let's continue, right? It says, hey, be my dad, just died yesterday, and I really need to tell you who he was. Please do. What kind of man he was and why I am the luckiest man ever to have had him. Yes, he's not talking about being a pervert or nothing. His dad was actually being a dad and didn't touch him like the creep that other people do, right? Fucking Jew. Anyways, being me, 7 year old, happy kid. That's cool, having a good childhood. In school, in second grade, brother in fourth, and sister in kindergarten. 3 children, yay. Yes, let's see what Papa does, right? Says, getting out of school and looking for mom. See dad standing at the curb instead. Ooh, what's Papa doing? Let's find out. Fucking tits. Huh. That idiom, is that British or Australian? I don't know. But no, I'm not going to make fun of this dude. This guy is actually good. He has a good father. This guy came to his school out of nowhere. So let's see what Papa does, right? Dad is always at work. Well, someone needs to make the money, right? This is a Wednesday. Yep, middle of nowhere, right? Ask my brother where he wants to go. Sean says, ice cream, motherfucker. Ah, well, technically your dad does fuck your mom, so that's a true statement. Ah, I guess he has that kind of relationship with his kids. Okay, cool. We get ice cream, motherfucker. Doesn't say motherfucker, but I decided that. Ask me where I want to go. Oh, so now it's your turn. I saw the park. Go to the park for a couple of hours. Yeah, this guy is doing things for his kids. One wanted ice cream, the other one wanted to go to the park. So, yeah, that's a cool dad in my opinion, right? Ask my sister where she wants to go. We coach her at the park and she says, pizza! Yeah, it's Pizza Tower! At our local place. Get pizza. All of us are freaking out. It's past 8. By this time, after dinner takes us to ice cream again. Yay! We get home. He puts us right to bed, tucks us in, and when we ask where mommy is, he says, she's not here, kiddo. Go to sleep. Uh-oh. Foreshadowing, I should say? Maybe. Where's Mama Gilbert? Sorry, Gilbert. Guess Mama's not coming home, huh? Well, anyways, let's continue. Wake up the next day at 10. We all freaking panic. Miss school. Dad sits us down, tells us the bad news. Mom won't be coming home. Mom is dead. In my teens, find out suicide. World is ruined. Yes, your mom was a selfish bitch. She took herself out because she had personal problems. She didn't care about leaving people behind. That's why she killed herself. I'm sorry, little Timmy. It's not a good thing, but hey, at least your dad was there to take up the slack. I'm sure your father gave you all these years of love and affection. Unfortunately, your mom wasn't there, but it is what it is. Life is cruel and fucked up, so yeah, it is what it is. That man, he found out the woman he had been with since he was 17 years old killed herself. Selfish bitch in my opinion, but whatever. Took an hour to grieve and then picked us all up from school, good dad, and gave us one last day of happiness, one last great memory before everything changed. Yes, this is the unsilenced things that men do. We're the glue, the thing that holds everything together.
But yet we as men, we get cracked on. Why? Why? Because people don't give a shit about us, because we're just a fucking sentinel doing these things, protecting things, and for what? Just to get crapped on. Yes, friends, us as men, we are powerful and strong and silent, but we get nothing. But women get all these cash and prizes. Yeah, this chick fucking killed herself for being a fucking selfish bitch. But this guy, he gets a gold star. Wherever you are, my friend, Godspeed, friend. You deserve your rest. Enjoy. That's the kind of guy Mike was. You call your dad Mike? I guess Mike was your father's name. I don't call my father by his name, even though I and him share the same name. First and last name, of course. Yeah. Well, the only reason I got his name is because he needed a green card to go start working, because he was a wetback. Well, he's still a wetback, just a wetback with a green card. Yeah, my dad did that shit, and guess what? When I was about 16, I got a call from the IRS saying that I owed him $50,000. Yes. My dad, yeah, he's a piece of shit, and I still don't call him by his first name, but whatever. I guess this guy has that kind of relationship with his late father. Oh, well, whatever. His dad is better than mine, so kudos to you. Boo to my father. Fuck him. Anyways, let's continue. That's the kind of guy Mike was, and I miss Mike. Yeah, your dad is fucking awesome. Not like my dad. My dad's a world-class turd. Hug your dad. No, I wouldn't hug my father because he's a piece of shit. Yeah, my mom tells me he's talking all kinds of shit to my brother. Yeah, because my brother has a kid. And that's the only reason my dad's talking to him. Because of grandchildren. Yeah, you had children. So you said, fuck your children. You skipped all over that to go with the grandchildren, huh? Oh, father, you're a fucking scumbag. And my brother, he's more of a zealot than I am. I was actually the reasonable one. Yes, think of Kanto G being the reasonable one, right? I know, shocker. Well, anyways, I'm gonna leave here because fucking my dad's a piece of shit, and why should I drag up fucking turds, right? You guys better kick ass and don't be pieces of shit like my dad. Be more like this dude, Mike. Yeah, this guy is actually a good father, and hopefully in the afterlife you get reward. Well, having your children, it was a reward in itself, but hopefully you're smiling from wherever you're at, friend. Well, goodbye.
The final stage for any hoe is going to always be religion. The best way to figure out if a woman is an asset or a liability, just ask for her credit score or tell her you want a prenup. Any woman that's always on her phone when she's around you but takes forever to respond cannot be trusted. Always treat women exactly how they treat you. The best way to test a woman is to offer to go 50-50 on a first date. If a woman isn't immediately nurturing or wanting to take care of you, she doesn't like you. Always check her social media because you never know who she's following, especially when there's videos out there that teach women how to fake cry. If she refuses to get rid of Snapchat, just know that she is keeping the door open for somebody else. The only reason that she doesn't want to go 50-50 with you is because she can't even afford 50% of your lifestyle, because she's broke. A woman who uses the phrase, I'm literally just a girl, is actually using weaponized incompetence to be financially irresponsible or irresponsibly unstable and will wreck your life. Manipulation and abuse doesn't have to be screaming or yelling or even hitting you. Sometimes neglect can be anything from not having your needs met, not giving up any kind of intimacy, not taking care of herself intentionally so you find her less attractive, not listening to you, not hearing you, not understanding you, and dismissing your feelings. If her schedule changes drastically suddenly and she's staying late at work or she's suddenly picking up more shifts, she's cheating on you. If a woman is always arguing with you, just know that she picked you and she doesn't respect you, because any woman that respects you is not going to want to argue with you all the time. Surefire way to know if you're a good dad is if she uses your kids against you, because she knows it's the only thing that's going to hurt your feelings. Because if you were a deadbeat, then she'd know that you wouldn't give a damn about those kids, so she wouldn't have to use the kids to manipulate you. So it's a blessing and a curse. She tries to gaslight you by telling you that she's posting provocative pictures for herself on the internet because she worked hard for her body. Just know that she's full of fucking shit and she wants validation and attention from other men. And it's validation, reassurance, and attention from other men that you can't compete with, because you cannot compete with thousands of men when you're just one. So nothing you ever do is going to be good enough. And as long as you accept this type of behavior, she's going to continuously disrespect you. if you try to set boundaries, expectations, and standards and keep to your preferences with women and suddenly she's calling you narcissistic or controlling, it's because she's not really a good woman. And lastly, any woman that doesn't make direct eye contact with you when she's having a conversation with you is probably lying about something. And if something doesn't make sense, it's probably not true. Okay, bye.